Thanks, Barry. Just for the recording, it's Wednesday the 25th of November, and the Father Heart TV webcast, A Season of Change, or Dealing with Change, or something like that. But yeah, many of you will know that I've just come back from 2 weeks in New Zealand on Great Barrier Island, which is a small island about 60 miles, 90 kilometers northeast of Auckland. And it's on that island that they have, Father Heart Ministries holds a 3 month sort of Bible school called INS, Inheriting the Nations. And some of you, I know Dave and Dina, Daniel and Marit, and a few others on the webcast will have been on that at some point over the last few years. It was my first time to INS, and I was doing teaching for a week and then just spending a week there with the students. It's a beautiful place. It's this tiny island, and it's in the middle of nowhere. Well, it's in the middle of the ocean. It's got spectacular views. It's got beautiful sunsets. It's incredibly peaceful. And it's actually a much, much slower pace of life than we're certainly used to. The internet is slow, it's pretty reliable, but you know, you just can't do things as quickly as you would normally do. So I spent a couple of days in Auckland and then flew out to the island on an 8-seater plane, which was an experience. You feel every bump in the air. And then we landed on the grass, the little grass strip next to the runway, and then was driven through to the centre, which is called Arama. Arama is actually the Bible school that James and Denise went to, you know, many, many years ago when they were just sort of new Christians and just looking to see what God wanted to do with their lives. So it's a very, very special place for them. And over the last few years, we've just had this 3 month school there. So I spent the first week doing some teaching, and I went through some of the stuff in my book Planted in Love, because they're coming towards the end of the school, and I'd been asked to sort of help them look ahead to how they take this revelation and how they live it out as sons and daughters when they get back home. So I just worked through a few things, like, you know, working, how we can approach our jobs, our natural jobs, you know, how we can work for the Father, like do the Father's work in our daily work, and talked about sonship and living in sonship. And it really was a great, great time. On the first day when they introduced me, they mentioned about the webcast, and they asked people to say, you know, if they'd heard of the webcast or been on it. And probably between 50 to 60% of the students had been on the webcast at some point in the past. So that was really, really encouraging, just to sort of have that feedback you know, from them, that this, what we do every week, has affected many, many more lives than, you know, maybe just come on each week. So that was great. That was really encouraging. And yeah, I really loved my time there. It was very peaceful. It was actually a bit of the second week. It was really a bit of a holiday for me, because I wasn't doing any teaching. So I could spend time with the students and go for walks around the island and take some photographs, took lots of photographs. And yeah, it was a great time. And then 29-hour flight on the way home. Well, it was 24 hours with a 5-hour layover in Singapore. And it was on the plane on the way home, I just started to think about this whole topic, this whole thing about change and, you know, a season of change, and how we, you know, how we can come to change and how we can cope with change, and, you know, how change affects our lives. And just as I was on the plane, I just started to write some notes. And really, it's those notes that I want to just talk through a little bit this evening. We haven't got any PowerPoint on the webcast, because I just haven't had time to put that together. But I just really want to just sort of share with you these sort of random thoughts on seasons of change, because all of us at some point in time will go through a season in our life where things change and where things shift. And, you know, quite often we don't like change. We get very comfortable in the way things have been, and we get very comfortable with how things are. And quite often change is unsettling for us, and it sort of rocks the boat of our life, if you like. But I really feel that, you know, God can be in change and can help us through it. And actually we can find him in it in a deeper way. And so I just want to sort of share the thoughts that came to me, you know, as I was flying back from New Zealand last week. I don't know if they're in any particular order. They're really just as they came to me. And, you know, I trust they'll be helpful for us, because I guess many of us go through these seasons, and sometimes it's easy for us to lose our bearings, and we take our eyes off our Father and we focus on the circumstances. You know, it's a bit like when Peter got out of the boat and started to walk on the water. Instead of focusing on Jesus, he focused on the waves. And that's when he started to sink down. But I really just want to start with this verse in Hebrews, these couple of verses from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 27 to 29, where it says, "The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." A time of change, a season of change, is often a time when things in our lives are shaken. Like the writer to the Hebrews refers to there, it's like, you know, there's a time of shaking in order that what cannot be shaken, you know, what is built on a firm foundation, can remain and can stand firm. And the things, the created things, the man-made things, are shaken away. And very often, I think we go through a time of change, but we also feel like our lives are being shaken right at the core of who we are. And and that can be a very unnerving and unsettling experience when that happens, because the reality is that unknowingly we add a lot of extra things into our lives, which, you know, may be not bad, but they may not be the center of what Father has for us. And these times of change or these times of shaking are when those things can fall away. And, you know, what we've built in the Father is unshakable and will remain and will stand firm. One of the things that really struck me is this time of shaking, if you like, is not necessarily a bad thing for us, because it sorts out the wheat from the chaff. You know, it sorts out the God-made from the man-made. It sorts out the relationship from religion. It sorts out the eternal from the temporary. And when it feels like, you know, things in our lives are being shaken, it's not necessarily bad, because it's shaking off of us the things that are really not established in the Father. And, you know, my first encouragement is if you are going through that time of change or that season where you feel everything's been shaken, is just to put your trust in Father. Because if your roots have gone down into him, anything that comes from that root supply will remain. And these other things, these man-made things, these temporary things, the religion that we all accumulate in our lives, can be shaken off us and leave us more and more focused on who we are as sons and daughters and who our Father is. You know, when John the Baptist describes Jesus coming at the beginning of Matthew, it's when when Jesus is going to John the Baptist to be baptized, John describes him as somebody who is going to gather the wheat into the barn and burn the resultant chaff. And, you know, what John is saying there in that prophetic declaration, when he sees Jesus coming towards him, he says, here is one who will gather the wheat and burn the chaff. What he is saying is that Jesus is going to come and separate everything that is holy, everything that is real and genuine, from everything that is pretense and false. See, John is challenging head on here, you know, the spirit of religion that binds people and ties them down and restricts them. And what John is looking forward to is the emergence of a family. See, John's coming, John the Baptist's coming, and therefore the coming of Jesus, they both need to be set in the context of Malachi at the end of the Old Testament, where it talks about the hearts of the father being turned to the hearts of the children and the hearts of the children being turned to the hearts of the father. And also to Joel chapter 2, where it talks, where Joel prophesies about the revelation or the revealing of sons and daughters. And, you know, the context of what John the Baptist is saying here is that religion is going to be replaced with relationship and with the revelation of God's eternal heart to show himself as Father. And, you know, John the Baptist prophesies, or he speaks over Jesus's life, that Jesus will separate the wheat from the chaff, is the picture that he uses. But what he's really saying is John is going to separate what is true from what is false. And what is true is based on the heart of sonship, which is the heart that Jesus carried and which he revealed to us and showed us the way in order that we can enter into that same spirit of sonship and live in relationship with our Father in exactly the same way as Jesus lives in his with his Father. And if we put it in this context, if we look at the change that's going on in our lives, or the shaking that's going on in our lives, as an opportunity to lead us into greater sonship, it removes the threat or the uncertainty that change can often have. See, Paul constantly describes us as being in Christ. So, you know, he's saying that we are gathered into that safe place where we're held in Christ and we are at home with the Father. And yet, if you're going through a season of change in your life, or things are changing all around you, or you feel like it's being shaken all around you, can I just really encourage you that you are held in that safe place in Christ with the Father, that the Father has made his home in your heart and your home is in the Father's heart. And sometimes it's very easy for us to lose sight of that. When we get caught up in the busyness of life, we get caught up with the emotion of all the change that's happening. And, you know, it feels like everything is being shaken and blown all over the place. But we can easily lose sight of the truth of who we are and who our Father is. And I just really want to encourage you to know the truth of who you are and who he is, and that you are held in that safe place. See, quite often when we have a time of change or something's going on in our lives, we often talk about wineskins, don't we? We talk about the new wineskin and the new structure that's going to be created. And the question we always ask ourselves is, what is the new wineskin? And that's a good question, but I don't think it's the best question. I think the best question we can ask is, what is the new wine? See, what is the new wine? Because it's much more important what the new wine is rather than what the wineskin is. You know, we focus on the wineskin, which leads us to creating a structure. But let's focus on the wine. And I believe that the new wine that the Father is pouring out these days is the wine of his love into our hearts. And, you know, that's the new wine. And when he pours his love into our hearts, it draws us into this eternal relationship with him where we know that we are sons and daughters. And, you know, I know in my own journey, I've asked the question too many times, okay, Father, I'm in a time of change, I'm in a season of change. What does the new wineskin look like? And I'm learning now to say, Father, what is a new wine? Because he has entrusted us with this revelation of who he is. And it's not a static thing, it's something that's constantly changing. And he, you know, as he pours the wine of his love into our hearts, it refreshes us, it renews us, but it's never the same. It's something that changes, you know, so regularly for us. And like, it's like the manna in the Old Testament. It's a new provision every day. And when the Father pours his love into our hearts, it's new provision, it's new wine, and it's a new supply every day. And I'm learning to focus on the wine rather than the wineskin. And, you know, I would encourage you to do the same. I don't believe that what Father is doing in the earth today is going to be limited to a season, if you like, a limited period of time. See, I look back over my lifetime and I can see many moves of the Holy Spirit, you know, even over the last 20, 30 years, where there's been an outpouring of the Holy Spirit and it's affected us for a season, for a time, and then it feels like it's dried up or something's happened or the outpouring is somewhere else or whatever. And, you know, what has happened as each one of those like waves of the Spirit, if you like, has waned, the church has fallen back into denominationalism and structure. It's settled back into a religious form of duty and service. You know, we've been refreshed for a season, but the life has drained away because we haven't had a container. The container of our hearts hasn't been able to hold what God has been doing. But what I believe now is Father is pouring his love into our hearts and wants to reveal himself as Father. And this is not just for a limited period of time, but this is the completion and the fulfillment of the Trinity working together as one in the life of the church. And I believe as we allow the Trinity to work together as one, we will become the true church. We will become the people that we're really meant to be. And I am seeing in a greater way that the way the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are so involved together in this move that we are so privileged to be a part of God pouring his love into our hearts. And this for me is like, this is the pearl of great price. And, you know, as we become sons and daughters, as we live our lives as Jesus lived his life in sonship, the true church will be built, and it will be built on a foundation of his love. It will be built on the foundation of us firstly being filled with his love, and secondly us overflowing with his love, so that his love flows from us to the world around us. See, the world is broken. It's hurting. It's really wounded. And really, the only answer is for people to open their hearts and receive this amazing love of the Father coming into their lives. You know, the revelation that we've experienced the fruit of is really the only answer for the world. And, you know, I long to see that. I long to see the love of the Father flowing out from his people into this broken world. And I believe that what Father is doing, what he has started to do, you know, he is going to accelerate, and sons and daughters are going to rise up. Creation is groaning for the revealing of the sons of God. And as we are more filled with his love, and as the church is more filled with his love, this is going to affect the world around us in a way that, you know, we've never, I don't even think we've dreamt about. Because, you know, I really do see this as being the fulfillment and completion of so many things coming together, that the Father is bringing us back to that place where it all began with Jesus, which was a relationship of love, and Jesus saying on his last night, you know, Father, I thank you that you love them, that's us, just as you love me. And when we are built on that foundation, it really, really will change everything for us and for the church and ultimately for the world. One of the things I really believe is the Father longs for our lives to be pure and holy. Now, the problem is our postmodern world does not like those words. See, our postmodern world views holiness and purity as an expression of legalism. But they are not legalism. They are the heart response of someone who values relationship. They are the response of a heart so filled with love that there is no desire to walk in a way which is ultimately in the opposite direction to where Father is leading. See, when we respond to love, there will be nothing in our hearts that wants to walk in any other way than the way the Father is leading us in. See, people look at purity and holiness and they see it from outside of a place of love. They see it from a judgmental standpoint. They see it from an orphan standpoint. But when we step into love and when we are filled with love, purity and holiness are the natural response of walking in love. And when we're in a season of change, it's so that everything that is not gold within our lives is burned away. And the change, when we're in that process of change, when we're in that season of shaking, it's like the refiner's fire that brings out of us a greater purity and a greater holiness. Not as a legalistic response to a master, but as a response of a heart filled with love that desires to walk in his ways. And, you know, I guess what's on my heart is that, you know, we don't see these things as legalistic responses to a master, but we see this as part of the process of the Father working in us in order to change us from one degree of glory to another degree of glory so that we become more like Jesus. That verse is in Corinthians where it talks about being changed, being transformed from one degree of glory to another. You know, the Father sees us as glorious already. You know, whatever our lives are like now, the Father says your lives are glorious. And he is leading us from one level of glory to another level of glory to another level of glory. And that's part of the process that happens to us as we go through these seasons of change, as we go through these seasons of shaking, if you like. It's in order to bring out of us more fruit, you know, and a fruit that will last. You know, In John chapter 15, Jesus talks about the vine being pruned and branches cut off and all that sort of thing. But one of the things he says in John chapter 15 is that the process of that pruning and that change is in order that we produce abundant fruit and fruit that will last. And I think, you know, the reality for many of us is that we've seen fruit in our lives. You know, we've experienced something, we've seen the goodness of God, and there has been fruit. But for many of us, there's a dissatisfaction because it's not been abundant fruit and it's certainly not lasted. And yet Jesus says, you know, as you walk in love in relationship with me, the fruit that you produce will be abundant and it will last. And when we look at the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, it's, you know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, etc. It's those characteristics that will become much more evident in our lives as we walk in love and as we allow the time of shaking to shake off anything that is not central to the Father's purpose for us. And it shakes off all the man-made stuff, it shakes off all the religion, it shakes off you know, the things that we've added into our lives that may be good but may not be the centrality of what the Father has for us. And those things fall away. And what is revealed in our hearts is more of this love, more of this joy, more of this peace, more of this patience, more of this kindness, more of this goodness, more of this faithfulness, more of this self-control. As Father cuts all the other stuff away, this fruit emerges in our lives. See, you know, when we go through a season of change or we feel like things are being shaking, it's like the force of that change rocks the foundation of our life. You know, things come at us like a sort of a steamroller or a steam engine, and they hit us hard. And it's, you know, if we don't have our roots down deep into love, if we're not rooted and grounded in love, it's so easily to be swayed and knocked off course. But, you know, if our roots have gone down into Him, if we're planted in love, then when the force of change hits us, it won't shake us totally because our roots are strong and our roots are deep. And, you know, sometimes Father may not be the one causing the change. You know, Father may not be the one doing the shaking, but He will use it to let the chaff or the rubbish be blown away. He will use it to draw the gold that's in us out of us, and the wood and the hay and the stubble to be consumed. You know, He uses it to leave us more pure and holy than we were before this season started. He uses it to take us deeper into Him. He uses these times of change to ensure that our lives will bear this abundant and lasting fruit. You know, He strips the flesh away, if you like, in order that more of Him will be revealed through us. And, you know, I've really been thinking about this a lot lately for a number of reasons. And I keep coming back, or my prayer is, you know, Father, take me deeper and deeper into You so that all that matters is You. And all I rely on is not what is being thrown at me, but what I rely on is the steadfast, unchanging nature of Your eternal love. Because if we make that our focus and we allow our roots to go down deep in Him, when we go through these times of shaking and change, stuff may be stripped away, stuff may fall away from us, but something inside of us will change in order that more of His glory, more of His presence is revealed in us. And as more of His presence and as more of His glory is revealed in us, so more of His love is is shown in us, so that when we look at people or when we meet people, they have an encounter with his love. You know, when you meet people in the shops, when you meet people in the street, when you meet people in your workplace, they touch the love of the Father in you. And as we allow ourselves to go deeper into him, so the revelation of him through us will become much, much greater. See, when we go through these times of change or these seasons, it's a good opportunity for us to reevaluate our core values, reevaluate what really matters, what is really important. It's an opportunity to for us to say once again, Father, what have you given me to do? You know, what is the main thing you want me to focus on? You see, what happens is we add things to our core values, you know, maybe good ideas, maybe a slight deviation from the good works he's given us to do, maybe a slightly broader path, you know. And all these things might be perfectly good and they slip in almost unnoticed. But when there's a shaking, those things will fall away because they're not connected to the root structure which goes deep into his love. I don't know about you, but I grew up with this little expression, change is here to stay. You know, and it's kind of like, oh no, more change, more shaking, more transition. And it's like, oh, here we go again. And it's kind of like there's this sort of fear about a season or a time of change because it kind of feels like hard work or something. And I grew up with this expression, you know, change is here to stay. And the reality is there's an element of truth in that. When we have like a change coming or something's shifting or something, you know, everybody encourages us, don't they? They say, you've got to leave your comfort zone. You've got to get out of your comfort zone. You've got to have a pioneer spirit. You've got to pursue a vision. You've got to press on and ba-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da. And, you know, it's absolutely right. We do need a vision. You know, Proverbs reminds us that without a vision, we perish, or without a vision, we cast off restraint. And there's this huge encouragement, and many of you will probably have come under it at different points in time, is like, you know, get out of your comfort zone and press on and whatever. And, you know, I do believe it's really important for us to have a vision and to keep pursuing him. We don't pursue a thing, we don't pursue a program, but we pursue a person. And our vision always needs to be on the person of the Father and the person of Jesus and the life of the Spirit. But, you know, this business about leaving our comfort zone, I've thought a lot about that, because I don't think we need to leave our comfort zone. I think that comfort should be the mattress of our lives. You know, that the resting place of his love becomes the source and root of who we are. And I believe that we need to lay a very strong and deep foundation in our hearts of comfort. Because when we have comfort as the foundation in our hearts, when we go through a season of change or a season of shaking, love will be dominant. See, if we don't have that foundation of comfort in our hearts, when we go through a season of change or we're shaken, what happens is we revert, or we go back to our old default, which is a life of fear. And we start to think about the what ifs and the maybes and what might happen and what could happen and what could possibly go wrong. And fear takes hold of us, and fear starts to eat away at our peace and our rest. But if we have this strong foundation of comfort in our hearts. When we go through a season of change, love will be the dominant motivating force within us rather than fear. And if we live in love, perfect love casts out fear. You know, basically, they cannot exist together. If you've got love in the house, fear has to go. And if we are rooted and grounded in love, if the roots of our lives go deep into his love, then fear has no place. Fear has to go. And so often when we go through these seasons of change, we are rocked around like a boat on a sea with the wind and the waves. And we fall back into a life of fear, which is exactly what the enemy of our soul wants us to do. And we fall back into this culture of and dependence on fear. And actually, we quite like the fear. We quite like the what ifs and the what maybes and whatever. But it doesn't lead us forward. It traps us and it binds us and it limits us. It restricts us. And God the Father wants to set us free from that fear so that we can live in freedom. We can live in life because we're rooted and grounded in love. See, I find it very interesting that the writer to the Hebrews in this verse, he says, the things, where is it? That once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken. That is the created things. It's like the things that are man-made will be removed through the shaking. Man-made structures or responses will not stand because they don't have a firm foundation. See, for us as sons and daughters, the foundation of our lives is the Father's love. And therefore, you know, anything that is not built on love will be shaken and removed because the roots aren't in love. See, if there's no roots, it will be removed. But the stronger and the deeper our roots go into love, the less likely they'll be shaken out of our lives. See, all of the man-made structures, all of the man-made responses, and those things that are man-made within our own hearts and lives are going to be shaken away so that everything that is pure will remain. And everything that is pure is everything that is built and founded and grounded in love. See, the kingdom of heaven is a kingdom of love. You know, the storms come and go, don't they? You know, and if we build our lives on fear, it's like the house that's built on the sand in that story Jesus told. You know, when the storms come, there are no foundations to hold the building up and it's washed away. But when we build in love and we build on love, we're like the house that's built on the rock. So when the storms come and lash against us and blow us from side to side, it can't blow us over because we have good foundations that go down into the strongest force in the universe, which is the Father's love. See, the kingdom of love cannot be shaken. See, when change comes, and for many of you, many of you will be going through a season of change. Many of you will be going through a season where you feel like things are being shaken. But the kingdom of love cannot be shaken. And if our lives and root are rooted and grounded in love, we live in an unshakable kingdom. And the thing I've been thinking about, the thing I've been seeing through all of this is, yes, we will go through seasons of shaking. Yes, we will go through times of change. And stuff will be stripped away and taken away, blown away from our lives. But a lot of stuff will remain. And what will remain is what Father has done in our hearts. And sometimes we find it hard to see what he's done in our hearts. I was talking to someone at INS and she said, Mark, I don't feel that God has done anything in the last 2.5 months. And then she proceeded to tell me all of the things that God had done in her life. And I stopped her and I said, do you not realize he's done this, 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 and this, and this? You know, he's done some really big stuff. He's done some really amazing things in your heart. And she said, oh yeah, I suppose he has. And sometimes we don't see what he's done until we go through a time where stuff, where our lives are being battered around by the wind and the waves, and suddenly we realize that God has done so much for us. Yet the rubbish might be blown away, the chaff might be blown away, all the sort of religion will be blown away. Yes, we want that, you know. But what will remain is what he has done in our hearts. And I want to just encourage you this evening that he has done a lot in each one of our hearts. And he has poured his love into our hearts. He has set us free. He's drawn us into this relationship with him as Father. We know that we're sons and daughters. And, you know, we know that our lives are becoming rooted in his love. And I guess my prayer is for us today, as we think about this, is, you know, Father, take us deeper and deeper into your love, so that your love becomes the only thing that matters, that being grounded in you is the sole motivating force in my heart. That, you know, I don't know, how do I put this? It's like, you know, I don't mind, well, I do sometimes, because it's painful. When stuff is blown away and stripped away, it's painful, isn't it? But if there's something in our hearts that says, Father, this is what I long for, to know you more, to experience you more, so that the roots of my life go down deeper and deeper and deeper into you. That, because that is unshakable. The kingdom of love cannot be shaken. And when our lives are built on the solid foundation of his love, it cannot be shaken. And I don't know what you guys are going through at the moment, but if you are going through a season where it feels like everything is being shaken around you, maybe in your family, maybe with your finances, maybe with your job, maybe with your health, maybe with whatever, and if it feels like everything is being shaken, you know, just be assured that you are part of an unshakable kingdom, because you are planted and rooted in love. And I'd just like to take a few moments just to pray that we would experience this love, because I really believe that if comfort is the mattress or the foundation of our lives, then when we go through a season of change, love will be the dominant force in our hearts rather than fear. And if you're struggling with fear tonight, can I just encourage you to turn around and, instead of looking at the fear, look at your Father, because perfect love casts out fear, and fear has no place in a heart filled with love. And if you're struggling with fear, go through that conversion, 180 degree turnaround, and instead of looking at the fear, look at the Father. And ask him to give you that foundation of comfort in your heart, in order that love can be the dominant force. So Father, we just come to you, Father. Father, we just, whatever season we're in at the moment, whatever time of change we're going through, whatever's going on in our lives, Father, we simply come to you, and we turn our gaze to look at you, the lover of our soul. Father, we choose to turn away from the fear, the what ifs, the maybes, the what might be's, the what could be's, the what never will be's. Father, we choose to turn away from those things and to look at you. And Father, would you just pour your love into our hearts so that there is a mattress or a foundation of comfort laid within our hearts. That when we go through these seasons of change or these times of shaking, Father, we can know and experience you loving us. We can know and experience you holding us. Father, may love be the dominant force. Father, will you take us deeper into your love? Plant, Father, cause our roots to go down deeper into love. That we would be rooted and grounded. We would be planted in your eternal love. And Father, that everything that is planted in love will stand. And Father, if there's a time of shaking and stuff is falling away and falling off our lives, Father, we want to recognize it as chaff or rubbish that is not the gold that you're looking for in our lives. And Father, however nice those things may be, we choose to let them go in order that we can be planted deeper in your love. Father, I just ask that you would come to us and give us the assurance of your presence. Your presence with us as we go through this season. Father, that we can put our little hand in your big hand and walk this walk with you. That we can totally rely on you as our Father, because you are good. Father, for those of us that are struggling in a time of change or a season of shaking, would you come and comfort us, Father? Father, would you let your comfort fill our hearts, that we might experience all the comfort and all the nurture that we need. Father, would you put your arms of love around us and carry us and hold us close to your heart? Father, we simply thank you that you're so good. And we ask you to come to each one of us, Father, and take us deeper and deeper and deeper into your love. Thank you, Father. Amen. Let's just spend a couple of minutes just soaking in his presence. You know, whatever you want to say to him, just say it to him. And we'll just let the music run for 2 or 3 minutes. And we can just respond on our own, let him do what he wants to do in our hearts.